SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Samantha Lee ng baka bukas, maybe tomorrow, na nakatakdang ipalabas dito sa Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Magandang araw, Samantha.
Hello, good afternoon.
Baka bukas, maybe tomorrow, nakakaiba't natatanging love story.
Yes, it's very different. It's not that different because, especially in Australia where gay marriage just passed, it's pretty normal. But I guess in the Philippine context, it's very different to see the LGBTQ community represented in this way on screen.
Kung di ako nagkakamali, yung storya ay bunga ng nakuhang inspirasyon sa paglalagi mo at pag-aaral mo dito sa Melbourne.
Yes, kasi Melbourne is very different from Manila. And so the way the LGBTQ community is treated in Melbourne is very different from the way they're treated here. And so when I was living there, I was inspired and I thought to myself, like, why can't I have the same thing back home? And the only way that I knew how to do that or to help change minds or help change attitudes was through film, because I was a film major. And so I decided to write this script and kind of help better the representation of the community in the Philippines.
Anong reaction sa production crew at sa mga artista nung binigay mo yung script?
Sobrang hirap, especially dahil gusto ko mag-cast ng sobrang sikat na actress.
Jasmine Curtis.
Jasmine Curtis, also from Melbourne. Most of the time, whenever I give it to a manager, automatically, just when they hear a lesbian film, they'll turn it down without even reading the script because they're worried about how their talents are going to be perceived. And so it took a really long time for me to find the perfect lead. And luckily, I was already friends with Jasmine at that time. And so I had to go straight to her and tell her what it's about and convince her to do the film. And luckily, she did, and it worked out well.
And isa siyang babae na pinagsisikapang maka-break in sa world. Marami siyang trabaho, hindi ba? Marami siyang identity, kumbaga, yung lead character mo.
It's based on personal experience. And so, as a freelance everything, it's very, like, when you're a freelance creative, both in Melbourne and Manila, you need to juggle many jobs in order to get by. And so that's what Jasmine is. She's a freelance writer, director, producer, everything in the film.
I can relate. I was once a freelance worker.
Yeah.
So yung mundo ng freelance, walang oras, walang oras.
That's why there's
walang social life
in the film. That's why there's also a lot of partying in the movie because it's very, you end work late and so, easier for you to go out.
Ito ay pinalabas 2016, if I'm not mistaken, sa Pilipinas.
Yes, so it showed in 2016 for the Cinema One Originals Festival. And then we had our commercial release in the Philippines in March of 2017. And then we did our North American tour in June of 2017.
Una muna, anong naging reaksyon ng magulang mo nang napanood nila o napanood na ba nila ang Baka Bukas?
Yes, napanood na nila and they're very open and they were just proud of me. It wasn't an issue. I'm very lucky that my parents are very open and accepting of who I am.
Nung lumabas ka sa sinihan, ano yung naramdaman mo na maraming nakanood?
Siyempre, iba yung feeling, especially when you have like kids write to you or come up to you and tell you that, like, your film, like, really inspired me to be who I am and to be brave and to not hide myself. Like, it's those things that really, like, that those are the people. I always say that I made the film for a younger version of myself. And so when kids come up to me and say that, it's just affirming that I did the right thing and made the right decision.
Handa na ba ang lipunan natin sa Pilipinas?
Not yet, but, baka bukas, pwede na.
Hanggang may bukas, may pag-asa, ikaga.
That's the title comes from. It's like, you know, dahil bukas, and it's more of a prayer that it's not okay yet, but maybe tomorrow it will be better.
Sabi nga nila, di ba, hanggat may bukas, may pag-asa.
Oo, tama.
Babalik ka ba sa Melbourne para sa premiere sa Melbourne Courier?
Hindi, pero si Jasmine ang pupunta para sa screening.
Anong susunod para sa'yo, Samantha Lee?
Kakatapos ko lang magsulat ng dalawang pelikula. So, I'm trying to find money for those films to get them into production.
So, ikaw nagsusulat, ikaw nagde-direct?
Oo, tama.
At ikaw rin ang nagpro-production manage?
Hindi. Producer.
Meron ang iba.
Meron ang iba. But I make it a point to, like, for Baha Bukas, the crew was an all-girl, all-LGBTQ team. So it's one of my advocacies to provide more opportunities for women in cinema, especially behind the scenes.
So ika nga, it's a story about women, made by women, for everyone.
Yeah, for everyone. Story for everyone.
At baka bukas, ma-produce na yung mga susunod mong storya.
baka this year.
Maraming salamat, Samantha Lee, at hihintayin namin ang baka bukas dito sa Melbourne.
Salamat din. Sana manood kayo at magustuhan niyo yung pelikula.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.